This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Perfect time to talk to Mike Eaves, who's one of the best-known college coaches in America. He is with the Wisconsin Badgers, and he coached Justin at Steph Placy and E.J. Redick in New York. Thanks so much for doing this. Tell us what makes this kid so special, and we've just been hearing so much about him. Why are all these teams going after him?
Well, I think what Justin provides is a pretty nice overall package in terms of looking at a young player and trying to project, you know, how he's going to do at the next level. First of all, you take a look at his skill set. He's a terrific skater. He's got good hands. He shoots the puck extremely well. And then he's got hockey sense above that. And then you add on the fact that, on a day-to-day basis, he's probably one of the harder-working guys out there, even though he's one of your most talented guys. And he's got a real competitive edge to him that makes, he's driven to get better because of that competitive edge. So when you're taking a look at all of that, that's a pretty nice package, and you say he's got a pretty good chance of doing good things at the next level.
You know, he decides to leave your program after this past season, a junior there, to make this, move to the National Hockey League. What have the 3 years been like for him at Wisconsin? I mean, has it been steady progress for him? What was Justin Schultz like when you got him in his first year? I mean, he was a second-round pick in 08 by the Anaheim Ducks. And where has he progressed to now?
His first year, he came in obviously he was a freshman, but that was the year we went to Detroit in the Frozen Four, and right from day one, he was a quarterback in our power play. His ability to see the ice, see the play, be able to make the play or see the shot and get the shot. He's one of those few defensemen that can actually score from the blue line with his shot. He's got a terrifically hard, accurate shot, but he's also got a smart shot. One of the things he does really well, if there's somebody in front of the net, he could take a little bit off of it. He just tries to get it on net for deflection or rebound, and he's really good at that. And then his sophomore year, I think he understood the realms of college game, and he was able to do even more offensively. And then this last year, I think he really rounded himself. The reason that he wanted to come back for his third year, his good buddy Jake Gardner, left after his junior year, and Jake told him, the skating and the skills, I think you'll be okay, but what he told Justin, he says, these guys are strong, they're men. And I think that really resonated with Justin. He wanted to come back for another year and get bigger and stronger. And if you watched him this year, you had a chance to see that he was better blocking out in front of the net, controlling those physical areas at this level, which is going to help him at the next level. So there has been a growth in his skills and his ability to have confidence in those skills. And at the same time, his strength grew, which helped him be more of a dominating person when he didn't have the puck.
So we've heard reports that as many as 26 teams are interested in him and maybe courting him. Are you taken aback at all by all the interest in him?
Yeah, it's a little bit like people have said. It's a lot of noise for a young man that hasn't played a game in the National Hockey League yet. So it must speak to the things that, again, people are always trying to say, what's the potential of this guy? Well, $1.84, and the word potential gets you a cup of coffee these days. But because of the success that he's had at this level, you project that he's going to do well at the next level. If there's one thing that he needs to improve on, it would just be his strength and body weight. And I think he's a hard enough worker that the strength factor will come, and I think Mother Nature will help him. He's got a nice frame. He's 6'2", so I think he'll fill out, but his strength factor is already growing.
So many great players in the NHL have come through your program. How does he compare to Ryan McDonagh? Can you give the fans a basis of comparison?
Kind of a different type of player. I think Ryan would be your classic, more stay-at-home, control the front of the net. Although they both can, Ryan McDonagh and Justin Schultz in a flat-out race would be interesting because they're both great skaters. I think Ryan is a little bit more of a power guy, but Justin glides better. So that would be interesting. But I think Justin has a little bit more offensive upside than Ryan. I think Ryan would agree with that.
Hey, Mike, you're becoming a factory for defensemen up there because, you mentioned Jake Gardner was there. This kid is getting a lot of attention. Deb just brought up Ryan McDonagh. Jamie McBain went there. He's played in Carolina. And you got Brendan Smith, who's making his way in Detroit. I mean, you've had a wealth of talented young defensemen there.
It's been interesting. People have asked that question. First of all, we're able to recruit some kids that have natural ability. You know, that's they inherit some pretty nice stuff from their mom and dad. And then secondly, I think we've had some real good defenseman coach here. Right now we have Bill Butters. Marco Siki was here before. And these guys both play the National Hockey League, and they can help our kids understand what it takes to some degree to make that next step. And they're good teachers in their own right. So it's a combination of getting young, talented kids and having some good people here. And then we play in a great conference that helps guys grow because the competition level is so high.
Hey, Mike, before I let you go, we just wanted to check with you, too. You had a couple of other players that were drafted just over this weekend. Talk a little bit about some of those guys.
Well, we had two young men that were taken in the second round. Nick Cordeles was playing at the U.S. national team in Ann Arbor. He's a California boy. He has really, again, you take a look at his package. He's got a lot of nice things going. He's got good size, good frame, really good skater for his size. Has a good stick around the net, is very competitive. So we look for Nick to come in and, you know, keep growing and developing as a young hockey player. And then Jake McCabe is a young defenseman out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin here. He, too, played in the national program in Ann Arbor, just finished his freshman year. And actually had a freak thing happen to him this year. He was sitting on the bench, and he went to reach for a water bottle, and a teammate nicked his middle finger and cut his tendon. And he was out for 8 weeks. And so that kind of hampered his growth. But by the end of the year, I know when we were in the playoffs, he was really effective. And I think for the pro teams that were there, his stock went way up because of that weekend. But he's a big-bodied young man that can skate, and he started to get some confidence playing at this level. And I know Buffalo was pretty pleased with that pickup.
Great to chat with you. Tell us how your son's doing.
Getting better. Thanks for asking. He is getting better. You know, it was a pretty scary thing, but he's back training, and his hope is to be ready to go full bore by training camp. Thank you for asking.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate it. All the best to you, and get back to recruiting those good players.
All right. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
All right. And tell
thanks,
Patrick,
Mike.
We said hello.
I will do so.
All right, right. Great.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.